Historians at the Maryland State Archives are working with letters that are hundreds of years old in an effort to identify the life stories of the soldiers who fought in the Maryland 400, a Revolutionary War unit that was a critical part of George Washington's army. The Maryland 400 took heavy losses in the first and biggest battle of the war, the Battle of Brooklyn. It happened back in August of 1776, just weeks after the Declaration of Independence. As the Maryland State Archives is preparing to formally announce its findings, Tom Moore brings us this story of the Maryland 400.
Late August in Brooklyn means Battle of Brooklyn ceremonies. The ceremonies honoring the lives of George Washington's men. The Maryland 400, being honored here, fought and died at the Stonehouse in Park Slope, Brooklyn, giving the rest of Washington's vastly outnumbered forces time to regroup in nearby Brooklyn Heights. So we're learning more about the Maryland 400, all thanks to the Maryland State Archives.
We describe them as the men who saved George Washington's army.
That's historian Owen Lowry, the project director at the Maryland State Archives.
The Marylanders find themselves stuck, and instead of retreating, they make a series of charges against a much larger British force, and they hold the British back for a while, and it buys enough time to let the rest of the American army escape.
Lowry and his team, they're working with letters from the Revolutionary War era, thanks to the Maryland Society of the Sons of the American Revolution, or SAR. Lowry researched the life of a soldier named Charles Thompson. He was captured by the British, forced into service to fight for the British, eventually escaping and making his way back to the American side to fight.
Officially to the British, Charles Thompson is a deserter from the British Army. The Americans are afraid that if Thompson is recaptured by the British at some point, that they will view him not as a prisoner of war, who's entitled to some protections, but as a deserter, and someone who deserts to the enemy in wartime would be executed. And so this letter is being written to sort of intercede on his behalf. And it's a story we never would have found if this wasn't in this letter, and it's a letter we never would have seen if the SAR had not worked to purchase it.
And there's another biography. Maryland State Archives historian Natalie Miller looks at the story of a man named Edward Edgerly, and a remarkable thing that his friends decided to do for his son. It all happened after Edgerly died near the end of the Revolutionary War, his son becoming an orphan. So Captain Edgerly's friends stepped in, and there's a letter documenting it.
They are petitioning the House of Delegates to give the son his father's back pay. His quote is, "Through the acts of attention and parental care, the father, Edward Sr., sufficiently manifested his attention for the child, who was almost entirely destitute of maintenance and support." And then they argue that, here's another quote, "The affection for officers who have died for their country, political gratitude to various virtuous citizens, and humanity for a helpless minor should be enough reason to help this kid." So it's a really remarkable letter that they wrote.
Maryland State Archives intern Elizabeth Casabre, a Washington College student, worked on the story of a soldier who was taken prisoner, a Baltimorean named Tobias Stansbury. He fought in the Battle of Brooklyn, he re-enlisted later, and one day he was just heading to headquarters.
On their way, they actually were ambushed and captured by the British and shipped to the island of Antigua. He only got away because there was a Masonic lodge on the island, and he himself was a Mason, and the Masons there had negotiated an agreement between the Americans and the British. They would trade our Tobias Stansbury, who was at the time an ensign, for a British officer of equal rank. That was it. He was shipped off in 81, made it to Yorktown in 82, was traded, and fought and saw the Battle of Yorktown.
The State Archives Maryland 400 Biography Project is being formally announced in Annapolis at the State House to mark the 242nd anniversary of the Battle of Brooklyn. It's set for Sunday. I'm Tom Moore in Brooklyn for 88.1 WYPR.
Tom Moore is a journalism professor at the City University of New York at York College. He's a native Baltimorean, now living in Brooklyn. Moore is also a CBS News radio writer.